BBC Radio 4 Extra.
It's 6 o'clock and the Leonides family are still in danger in Agatha Christie's Crooked House next. Back from the Crusades, the detective monk, Brother Cadwyle, faces treachery. Nigel Anthony reads Ellis Peters' medieval mystery in half an hour. And later this morning, there's another one of Elizabeth Gaskell's short stories in which she unleashes her fascination with the macabre. Elizabeth Sprigg stars in The Poor Clare at 11:15. Now, the final instalment of the murder mystery set within a dysfunctional, wealthy family. Another murder has taken place at Three Gables, which means the case against Brenda and Lawrence is falling apart. The killer is still at large, and Josephine is still in danger.
There was a good man who came home from the war
to marry the woman he loved, who lived in a crooked house with
her sister with her brains,
her mother with her ego,
her father with no emotion,
her uncle with too much,
her aunt with too much love for her husband,
her great aunt with too much love for them all,
her grandfather's new wife with too much hate for them all,
and the tutor with his fear.
And they all lived together with her grandfather, Aristides Leonides,
the crooked man who was murdered.
It doesn't make sense. Who would want to kill Nanny?
No one. She drank Josephine's cocoa. Whoever poisoned it should have known what Josephine's like, turning her nose up.
Thank God she did, or else she'd be dead now.
Any news, Inspector?
It was digitalin in the cocoa. Edith de Havilland had a bottle filled with pills for her heart, and guess what? The bottle's gone.
Why didn't she keep it locked up?
She did, but it wouldn't have been too hard to find the key, not in this family, all living in each other's pockets.
So it really could have been any one of us?
Well, it's definitely not Brenda and Lawrence, unless they orchestrated this from prison.
Yes, yes, you must release them, of course, Inspector.
And start all over again.
Are you angry with me, Charles?
Why should I be angry with you?
I don't know, because of Brenda, because I didn't believe you.
I think you did believe me, Sophia, but you wanted it to be her so badly.
I just wanted it to be over. But it isn't, is it?
No, the killer's still here.
Charles, I'm scared.
You needn't be. It's Josephine who's in danger. Everyone else is under suspicion.
What a murderer is like.
I really don't have the time.
That's what my father said. I asked him the same thing once, but he clammed up and told me to ask one of the tame psychologists at the yard. But I didn't want theories. I wanted him to tell me what he'd seen when he looked into the eyes of a killer.
You were his bride and joy, Charles. He didn't want your young mind dwelling on that sort of stuff.
But I'm not young now.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I can't avoid thinking about it, can I? It's all around me in this house. I've got people I need to protect, so I need to know. What exactly am I dealing with?
Which room is this?
It's mine. I mean, it was Aristides.
What a murderer's like. Have a look in that shaving mirror.
What?
That's your answer. Some murderers have been thoroughly nice, ordinary people just like you. Amateurs, caught in a tight place and they'd kill to get out. Or wanting something so badly they'd kill to get it.
I can't imagine wanting something so much. Right up until the last minute, maybe, but to go through with it.
You've forgotten. But you were like it once, Charles. We all were. Kids translate desire into action all the time without compunction.
We don't keep doing it. We learn cause and effect, right and wrong.
Exactly. But some people don't. They look like they've grown up, but inside they stay the same, morally immature. They're aware that murder is wrong, but they don't feel it. It was necessary because the person asked for it. It was the only way.
Ruthlessness, you mean? Sophia's family heirloom. And unscrupulousness from the de Havilland side. She tried to tell me, but I wouldn't listen. I thought she was different, but I thought it couldn't be her. Because she loved Aristides. She loves Josephine.
I think people more often kill those they love than those they hate. Maybe it's only the people you love who can make life unendurable for you. Have you seen that look in anyone's eyes lately, Charles?
I don't believe it. It can't be Sophia.
Love's blinded you, son.
No, we don't know it's her.
You've been protecting her for too long. She's admitted she's been lying to you. She knew she would get all the money. Poor little Josephine probably knew that too, with her talent for listening at doors. Sophia's got motives to go after them both, and she has the strength of will. Aristides saw that in her. You saw it too in the war. She didn't go to pieces like other women, you said.
I know what I said. It's running round my head every second I'm with her. But my heart says it can't be. I need to know.
We all need to know, for Josephine's sake. That kid won't get lucky again.
Josephine?
What?
Well, she knows. That's why they're trying to kill her. If she knows who the killer is, she can clear Sophia's name. I'm going to make her tell me.
The water's gone all mouldy, look. Ferdinand sank to the bottom and gone rotten. Probably poisoned the whole lot.
I'm not interested in the fish.
Neither am I now Ferdinand's dead.
What exactly do you know, Josephine?
Lots of things.
Yes, no doubt. That notebook of yours must be overflowing with clues. You know perfectly well what I'm getting at, don't you?
I'm not stupid.
You know who put poison in your cocoa?
Of course.
You know who poisoned your grandfather and who knocked you on the head?
Of course.
Then you're going to tell me right now.
Of course I'm not.
You've got to. We've got to tell the police.
You don't tell the police till the very end. How many times do I have to tell you?
You won't be here at the end to tell them anything. You've had two close calls already.
In some books, person after person gets killed, and you can only tell who did it because they're the only person left.
This isn't a detective story, and you're not a detective. This is Three Gables, and you're a silly little girl who's read too many books. Real people are getting killed. People you care about.
Now he was always telling me off.
People you care about are coming under suspicion. Don't you want to save them? Come on, I'll make you tell me if I have to shake it out of you.
I'll just tell you something that isn't true to put you off finding the right person.
Why would you do that? Why would you want innocent people to suffer whilst the real killer goes free?
Because I might be fond of them.
That's not right, Josephine.
I don't care what's right. I might care about the killer and want to save them, so I might never tell, so stop asking me.
I promise I'll stop asking if you just answer me this. Did you know that your grandfather was going to leave all his money to Sophia? Were you listening at the door when he told her 2 weeks ago?
Yes. And I heard what he said about me.
I'm sorry. You don't have to say anything else.
If I do tell, I shall do it properly. Not out by a mouldy fish pond with my sister's stupid fiancé. Inside the house, in the drawing room, with everyone sitting around, and I shall go over it all with all the clues, and I shall say, quite suddenly, it was you.
I told you about pointing.
We're talking, Sophia.
That's no fun, is it, Josephine? Wouldn't you rather come and try on bridesmaid dresses?
There's no rush to do that.
Perhaps not, but I thought I'd run us up to London. Have some fun like old times together. What do you say?
I suppose so, if you're really getting married.
Of course we are. Aren't we, Charles? Go and get your coat, Josephine. I'll meet you by the car.
No one's supposed to leave.
No one will know if you don't tell on us. I thought you'd be pleased. It's exactly what she needs to get away from here for a bit. And she's safer with me, isn't she?
She's already going out with Aunt Edith.
Well, why didn't Josephine say?
She wanted to surprise her. Take her for ice cream.
Isn't it a bit cold for ice cream?
That's just what would appeal to Josephine. Much more than playing dress-up with you.
A fair point, perhaps. But then why is Aunt Edith heading to the rock garden? Aunt Edith!
Oh, there you are. Going to attack that bindweed. A waste of time, but helps to take your mind off things.
You've taken your mind off a little too much, Aunt Edith. Weren't you going to take Josephine out for ice cream? I've cleared it with the inspector. He thinks it's a good idea too, and he knows you'll take good care of her.
Thank you, Charles. I'd quite forgotten. We'll go into Longbridge and have an ice cream soda.
You can catch her by the courtyard.
I have a couple of notes to write first.
Don't let her run off on her own.
You can trust me, Charles. We understand each other, don't we? You're a lucky woman, Sophia.
I'm not so sure.
Please don't worry about anything, my dear. Certain things just have to be faced. I cannot abide ice cream. Well, goodbye.
Leave the bindweed alone, Sophia.
I'm trying to take my mind off things. It's not working. This blade's too blunt.
Put that down, please.
Don't you want to marry me anymore?
I thought you didn't want to marry whilst the killer was still on the loose.
It's announced now. If we back out, it'll look like you've broken it off, like you think I might be the killer.
This isn't about us. I'm trying to look after Josephine.
Don't you think she's safe with me?
Everyone's under suspicion.
You let her go with Aunt Edith.
Well, she'd never harm any of you.
Don't you trust me, Charles?
Put that down.
Why? What do you think I'll do?
I don't know. I only know you're ruthless.
Yes, you think I'll kill you. Out here where no one can see you. Kill you and bury you beneath the bindweed where no one will ever find you. Is that what you think?
No, Sophia.
You see? I always know what you're thinking, Charles. You think I killed Grandfather for his money, and now I want to kill Josephine because she knows. And now I'll have to kill you because you know too. How do you know it's me, Charles?
Because Josephine loves you. That's why she'll never tell the police.
And what about you, Charles? Will you tell? Think about it very carefully. Do you love me enough not to tell?
No.
Good. Then you're still the man I love. Straight and true. But wrong. It isn't me, Charles. I didn't kill Grandfather, and I'd never hurt Josephine. Or you. I might have the motive, and I might be ruthless. But I'd never kill for the money, and I can prove it.
How?
Because I loved you 2 years ago, back in the desert, when we had nothing but each other. No family, no money. We didn't even know if we had a future. But I would have married you then, before any of this happened, before I knew anything about the will. All I knew was that I loved you, and you loved me, and that hasn't changed. Will you marry me, Charles? Look at me now. This is how my ruthlessness comes out. On my knees in the bindweed, begging you to marry me. Whatever you think, I won't give up. I'll keep asking until you answer. Will you marry me?
Pretty lyrical.
So is your answer. Say it again.
No, wait.
What is it? You do trust me now, don't you?
Yes. But if you're not the killer, who is?
Charles, look. Through the curtains. Aren't in the drawing room. What are they doing?
I suppose Taverner's rounded them up so he can keep an eye on them. Make sure Josephine's safe.
I've never seen them all so quiet, so still.
It's like the end scene.
What do you mean?
Josephine wanted it to end like this. Like in a detective book, getting everyone together so she could go through her clues, making her accusations.
I can just see her pointing that nail-bitten finger at me. Sophia Leonides, you killed Grandfather to get his money, and you killed Nanny by mistake. But you'll never kill me, because I'm too smart, so there.
Well, your mother... Magda Leonides, you killed Grandfather in a sulk because he wouldn't put on your play, which was rubbish anyway.
Who else? Go on.
Aunt Clemency. Never mind trying to run off abroad. I know you did it to get Roger away from us, but now he'll be here forever. Unless she thinks Roger's in on it too, who knows?
Is that all?
Hell no. Father, you were always jealous of Uncle Roger. You did this to ruin him for good, but then it all went bad, like everything you do. And now you're going to hang from the neck until dead.
Oh, God, Charles... horrible. Stop it now.
Sorry. I didn't mean it.
But it's true, all of it. No wonder Inspector Taverner looks so defeated. He must wish Josephine would hurry up and come in with her notebook, put him out of his misery.
I'm sure she'd rather let him sweat.
Where is Josephine?
I'm still out with Aunt Edith.
But it's getting dark.
Maybe they went to the cinema.
Maybe.
Sophia, what is it?
Aunt Edith kissed me goodbye.
So?
So she loves us dearly, but I can't remember the last time she kissed me. Charles, it was her digitalium that killed Nanny.
yes, but anyone could have got to it.
What was Aunt Edith's motive? Why might she be accused?
She doesn't have one, that's why I trusted her.
But she loved Aristides. Maybe she wanted to set up Brenda.
But she'd never hurt Josephine. She idolised all the children. She'd nothing to gain anyway. She knew she was dying.
Dying?
Those pills were only buying her a few more weeks. She didn't want anyone to know. Where are you going? Sophia?
To find them.
Wait! There's nothing to worry about.
She said goodbye, Charles. She's not coming back, and she's got Josephine.
You don't think she's... She idolises all of you. She'd never hurt Josephine.
Then where is she?
At the cinema, on her way back. Probably turning into the drive right now. So slow down, Sophia. For God's sake, watch out!
Did I do that?
No, they're already here.
They were still warm. Only hit the tree moments before, but you couldn't have saved them. The old lady didn't break, she accelerated.
But why? Why Aunt Edith?
Well, she's not going to tell us anything now.
No. Sophia, remember, she had to write something before going out?
There's a note with a post in her writing. It's addressed to you, Inspector.
Chief Inspector Taverner, my expectation is that this will be opened after my death. I wish to enter into no details. But I accept full responsibility.
For the deaths of my brother-in-law, Aristides Leonides, and Janet Rowe, known as Nanny. I hereby solemnly swear that Brenda Leonides and Lawrence Brown are innocent of any wrongdoing. Inquiry of Dr. Michael Chavasse of Harley Street will confirm that my illness was terminal. I prefer to take this way out. I am of sound mind and fully conscious of what I write. Edith Elfrida de Havilland.
It doesn't even mention Josephine. She loved that child. Why would she kill her?
It's a signed confession. That plus the evidence of that car wreck is more than enough to clear this up.
It doesn't clear up anything.
Listen, son, I might not be as bright as you, but I'm smart enough to know the old lady chose this way to end it. So let's end it, eh? Not my job to know why.
This isn't just a job.
Yes, it is, Charles. Your dad knew that. That's why he left it at the yard each night and came home to play with you a world away. He wanted to know what he saw when he looked into a murderer's eyes. He didn't want to tell you because he didn't want to think about it. He wanted to be able to sleep nights. And so do I. I just want to finish my notes and go home.
You can use the study, Inspector.
Thank you, Miss Leonides.
Why didn't you say something? You don't believe it, do you?
Come into the classroom. Quickly, don't let anyone see.
See what?
There's another envelope from Aunt Edith.
We should tell Taverner.
I'm assuming she didn't want him to see it, Charles. It's addressed to you, here.
It feels like...
Josephine's notebook. Charles? What does it say?
Today I killed Grandfather. He wouldn't let me do ballet dancing.
He wouldn't let me do ballet dancing, so I made up my mind I would kill him. He said the eye drops were poisonous, so I put them in his syringe instead of insulin. I was very clever and wiped my fingerprints off everything with my scarf. Everyone will think it was Brenda, which serves her right for being so soppy with Lawrence.
It goes on and on.
I don't want to go to Switzerland. If Mother makes me, I will kill her too. Only I can't get any poison. Perhaps I could make it with you berries. I will look in the woods.
What a monster.
Nanny has made me very cross today. She says it's silly me detecting, but she wouldn't think it was silly if she knew it was me who did the murder, and me who messed up my room, and me who set the trap to hurt myself so no one would know it was me who did it all. Everyone has fallen for it, of course.
Poor Josephine.
Nanny's dead. I haven't decided yet where I'll hide the little pills left over from the bottle. Perhaps in Aunt Clemency's suitcase, or in Charles's pocket. I like Charles, but he is rather stupid. When I am dead as an old woman, I shall leave this notebook behind me, addressed to the chief of police, and then they will see what a really great criminal I was, as well as a great detective.
I couldn't see. How did Edith...
There's a note. Dear Charles, this is in confidence for you and for Sophia, if you so decide.
Go on, Sophia.
It is imperative that someone should know the truth.
Someone should know the truth. I found the notebook hidden in the old dog kennel. It confirms what I had suspected since Aristides died, and what he himself must have suspected beforehand, with all the trouble he took to keep Josephine here, rather than sending her away to school. So now it is down to me to protect the family, and your trust in me gives me strength. The action I'm about to take is entirely my own responsibility. I do not know if it is right or wrong, but my life, in any case, is close to its end, and I do not want the child to suffer, as I believe she would if called to earthly account for what she has done. If I am wrong, God forgive me, but I did it out of love. God bless you both, Aunt Edith.
Do you think she was wrong?
I don't know.
No, it's not right. Everyone will think it was Edith. You've got to tell the police, Charles. Charles. Your face.
My face?
I can always tell what you're thinking, what you're going to do, but now I... Where are you going?
I'm going to shave. Who exactly am I supposed to be?
Everything's so nice and simple for you.
You're a good boy, Charles, but just be straight with me and you'll be all right.
Who are you, Charles Hayward?
What if you don't like the truth, Charles?
We've nothing to fear from the truth.
Today I killed Grandfather.
Ow! Damn it! Damn it all!
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt.
You're sure we're finally free to leave, Inspector?
Well, I'm going. It's up to you what you do.
Of course, you're welcome to stay, Roger, and Clemency, of course.
No, thank you, Philip. We'd rather not.
But if you need us, we're here. We really should support each other after this. Though I don't think it'll be much help.
No. You must go, Roger. I have my work.
And I'm going to dedicate the play to my baby.
What play is that, Mother?
We have to put it on now, Sophia, for Josephine's sake.
I still can't believe it was really Aunt Edith. She was always such a good old thing.
Murderers often seem like good people. That's why it's so hard to recognise them.
What is it?
In the window. His shadow on the blind.
It's only Charles.
For a moment it looked just like old Sweetie Pie, looking down on us all, like he used to, remember? Surveying his little empire.
The light's gone out. He'll be coming down.
Good man, that Charles. Always liked him.
We can't wait, Roger. Our plane.
Yes, sorry, of course. Well, we'll see you all again at the wedding, won't we, Sophia?
I hope so, Uncle Roger. I hope so.
Bye!
Bye, old man!
Okay,
stay in touch!
Hurry up, Charles. The inspector's leaving.
Charles, my boy. You're growing a beard.
The mirror was broken. Didn't look so bad.
No, rather suits you.
Heading back to the yard?
No, straight home. Case like this, no arrests, no trial. It's all straightforward stuff which can happily wait till the morning.
Mrs. Taverner will be waiting less happily. We mustn't keep you any longer.
Now, don't blame yourself for not figuring it out. None of us could have known.
No. Well, it's over now.
No more questions?
No.
Does it put you off joining us?
I don't think I'm really cut out for the police.
Perhaps not. Your dad would thank me for that, at least.
Goodbye, Uncle Alec.
Well, I think we can drop the uncle now, eh?
Goodbye, Alec.
Charles,
What are you doing?
Getting some air.
That's not what I mean.
I'm not doing anything.
Why not? You have to tell the police.
Why? Because it's the end.
I'm going to tell Taverna.
Taverna doesn't want to know.
He wants to get away, and I don't blame him. This isn't the end, Sophia. We all have to go on.
But you won't be able to rest until things are right.
What is right? I don't know myself anymore.
Your father knew. Think what he'd tell you.
My father's dead. And he was never straight with me anyway. He wanted everything to be nice and safe for me. But he couldn't stick around to protect me forever. I had to meet Josephine.
Is that what Aunt Edith meant? When she said certain things just have to be faced? That it's all right to kill? Is that what you think now?
I know Edith broke the law. I know that's wrong. But I don't feel it. I feel she took care of Josephine. She protected the rest of the family, like Aristides did. Like we have to now.
So we should lie to everyone?
Tell them it's all over. Let them sleep more soundly.
What have we done to you, Charles? You should get away from us. Start again.
No. I'm going to stay and sort this place out, run the businesses, make it great again with you, my wife.
You still want to marry me?
You're still my Sophia. Though I understand it might take you some time to get to know me again.
I don't think I knew you at all until now.
Are you scared?
Not of you. But Josephine was my sister. What if our children are like her?
The worst of the family came together in her. The best is in you. I think we'll make your grandfather proud. And my father too.
Aunt Edith was right, you know. You do look like grandfather with your stubble. And you smile like that. A little crooked.
A crooked man in a crooked house. Let's go inside.
It had to be you. It had to be you.
In Crooked House, Charles was played by Rory Kinnear, Sophia by Anna Maxwell Martin, Inspector Taverner by Phil Davis, Aunt Edith by Judy Parfitt, and Magda by Anna Chancellor. Philip was played by Ben Crowe, Roger by Simon Treves, and Clemency by Rachel Sanders. Josephine was played by Gráinne Drumgoole. Crooked House was written by Agatha Christie, dramatised for radio by Joy Wilkinson, and produced and directed by Sam Hoyle.
For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still.
It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Well, that was the final episode of Crooked House. So tomorrow we turn from Agatha Christie to Dorothy L. Sayers and a case of unnatural death for Lord Whimsy.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, a medieval mystery. Back from the Crusades, the monk and detective, Brother Cadwal, faces treachery. The reader is Nigel Anthony.
A Light on the Road to Woodstock by Ellis Peters. Episode 1. The King's Court was in no hurry to return to England. That late autumn of 1120... even though the fighting, somewhat desultory in these last stages, was long over, and the enforced peace sealed by a royal marriage. King Henry had brought to a successful conclusion his 16 years of patient, cunning, relentless plotting, fighting, and manipulating, and could now sit back in high content, master not only of England, but of Normandy too. What the conqueror had misguidedly dealt out in two separate parcels to his two elder sons, his youngest son had now put together again and damped into one. Not without a hand in removing from the light of day, some said, both of his brothers, one of whom had been shovelled into a hasty grave under the tower at Winchester, while the other was now a prisoner in Devizes, and unlikely ever to be seen again by the outer world. The court could well afford to linger to enjoy victory, while Henry trimmed into neatness the last loose edges still to be made secure. But his fleet was already preparing at Barfleur for the voyage back to England, and he would be home before the month ended. Meantime, many of his barons and knights who had fought his battles were withdrawing their contingents and making for home. Among them one Roger Modewitt, who had a young and handsome wife waiting for him, certain legal business on his mind, and 25 men to ship back to England, most of them to be paid off on landing. There were one or two among the miscellaneous riff-raff he had recruited here in Normandy, on his lord's behalf, whom it might be worth keeping on in his own service, along with the few men of his household, at least until he was safely home. The vagabond clerk turned soldier, let him be unfrocked priest or what he might, was an excellent copyist and a sound Latin scholar, and could put legal documents in their best and most presentable form in good time for the King's Court at Woodstock. And the Welsh man at arms, blunt and insubordinate as he was also experienced and accomplished in arms, a man of his word, once given, and utterly reliable in whatever situation on land or sea, for in both elements he had long practice behind him. Roger was well aware that he was not greatly loved, and had little faith in either the valour or the loyalty of his own men.
BBC Radio.
Her great aunt, with too much love.
Welsh man at arms. The knights who had fought. King Henry had brought to a.
I'm going to stay and sort this place out, run the businesses.
In Crooked House, Charles was played by Rory Kinnear, Sophia by Anna Maxwell Martin, Inspector Taverner by Phil Davis,